Welcome back, everyone. If you've been watching Ethereum lately, you've probably noticed it's caught in a bit of a tug of war. We're seeing it consolidate in a really tight range between $1,750 and $1,756. It's honestly a fascinating market standoff, driven by this perfect storm of macroeconomic uncertainty and some pretty stubborn technical resistance.
It's definitely a cautious environment right now. The main catalyst pulling the strings is the renewed geopolitical tension in the Middle East. That's triggered a broader risk-off sentiment across financial markets, and crypto is feeling the weight of it.
Exactly. And you can really feel that shift in investor behavior. A lot of folks are moving their capital away from volatile assets like cryptocurrencies and parking it in safer havens. Think government bonds and cash. It's that classic flight to safety.
Which directly impacts the order books. That cautious mood has dried up buying volume, accelerated profit taking, and essentially anchored Ethereum's price. It's a clear reflection of broader market hesitation.
And when you look at the charts, there's a pretty formidable wall standing in the way. Technically, Ethereum is facing serious resistance right around $1,800. It's been testing that level repeatedly, but it just keeps bouncing back down.
That $1,800 mark is more than just a number. It's a psychological and structural ceiling. Every time price approaches it, accumulated sell orders consistently overpower the buying pressure. You've got retail traders looking to lock in profits from previous dips, plus institutional and algorithmic systems placing heavy sell walls at those round numbers and historical resistance points.
It's a tough ceiling to break through. And realistically, without a substantial influx of fresh capital or a positive macro catalyst, those repeated attempts to breach the zone are just going to result in immediate pullbacks. So, how do we actually navigate this phase without losing our heads?
You have to stay disciplined and monitor four critical indicators. First up is trading volume. A sustainable breakout above $1,800 absolutely demands significantly elevated volume.
Right, because low volume rallies usually lack the real momentum needed to sustain a move. They frequently result in false breakouts that can catch traders off guard.
Second, keep a close eye on geopolitical developments. Any sign of de-escalation or resolution in the Middle East could rapidly restore investor confidence and trigger a risk-on rebound across digital assets.
Third, we need to respect the key support levels. The $1,700 and $1,650 zones are acting as critical structural floors right now.
Holding above those levels is non-negotiable if we want to maintain a constructive market trend and prevent further downside. And fourth, don't forget about broader market correlation. Ethereum rarely moves in isolation.
That's so true. Bitcoin's price action and the overall crypto market sentiment will heavily dictate ETH's next directional move. They're practically dancing to the same beat.
Ultimately, though, we shouldn't view this consolidation as stagnation. It's actually a necessary period of market accumulation. The smart money is quietly positioning.
I love that perspective. Success in an environment like this really hinges on disciplined risk management, patience, and keeping your eyes on the longer-term trends instead of getting caught up in short-term volatility.
Exactly. By tracking volume, geopolitical shifts, and key technical levels, investors can position themselves strategically for Ethereum's next significant move. Stay sharp, and we'll catch you on the next update.